From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak, and you're hearing High Flyer by the Sacramento band Privileges. This is from their 2015 release, The Common Language EP. If you've heard us talking about affordable housing this year on Insight or The View From Here, Place and Privilege, you'll recognize this song by Privileges. Privileges came to our studio to debut their new single, Lift. Zach Hake plays guitar and keyboard, Omar Gonzalez-Barajas plays drums, and Melissa Garcia is on bass. The band has been busy recording a new album and performing with local artists, the Philharmonic, DeLorean, and others. I asked about the name Privileges, which the band spells in all capital letters but without the vowels.
We caught the bug from DeLorean, probably.
D-L-R-N.
Right. So really, I think Omar coined the hashtag BRBLGS.
Yeah, I just started tagging that everywhere and, you know, try to build something from that and then started taking off and, you know, I like it.
Is there a social message with naming the band Privileges?
I definitely think that was a huge part for me. I'm super privileged just to play music in this band and be able to have the gear that we have to make the sounds that we do and all around. So I definitely think that's awareness of that privilege is a big part of, you know, being Privileges.
Omar, what do you think of the band name?
When we finally agreed on it, like, there, we went through so many and it looked nice, it sounded good, rolled off the tongue nice, and yeah,
it just felt right. It's like, oh, that's it, that's the name.
Yep, we're sticking with it. Let's go.
Melissa, what's it mean to you?
Kind of just to piggyback off what Zach said, it's really a privilege to be able to, one, have the time and be able to work with such talented musicians and to be able to afford the gear that we have, because a lot of people can't. So that's what it means to me, just being privileged to be able to play live and do what we love. Mm-hmm.
This is Lift, the new single from Privileges. Mentioned that you did this body of work in connection with our affordable housing project. Mm-hmm. Did friends and others in the music scene know that you were part of that kind of a project?
I don't know if they knew while we were working on it and getting everything together, but we definitely shared it with everyone, and, you know, people responded to it.
Yeah, I mean, for the past year, I was working closely with the homeless right in downtown, and so I was seeing how it is directly affecting and building relationships with some of these, you know, homeless people out on the streets. And so
why?
For me, what was that?
Why?
Why was I working? Just the job that I had at the time, walking around downtown, basically trying to hook a lot of the homeless with services. Like, we were like bridging the gap. So for me, it was awesome to be a part of working with the homeless and then to have it paired up with Place and Privilege. Cause it mm-hmm. was full circle for me. Like, it was putting to words what I was seeing every day out on the streets of Sac.
It must be a real life experience for people, you know, working people who are being priced out.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, every day, if you go on Facebook, there's someone looking for an apartment.
Someone
in
getting
Midtown.
Evicted. And
we've known artists who've been evicted, and you know, scrambling for places to live. And yeah, the struggle is
very real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just moved here about 2 years ago, and just from people that I've met, they were paying like a one bedroom apartment, $600 in Midtown. And now it's almost $1,000 just over the course of 2 years. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Golden One Center. So I don't know how I feel about that. I know it was a great investment, but at the same time, it's pricing people out of the city.
Yeah, but I'm glad that, you know, people are starting to talk about it and pay attention to it, because it is a really huge issue for Sacramento.
So talk to me about this world that you're in, which is the world of what's called the backing band. This is how you end up playing for so many other people.
Yeah.
So Zach?
The backing band is kind of a dirty word to us a little bit, you know, it's because we have all this original music that we want to share, but we do like playing with people and, you know, we know
it means
a lot of people.
That a group like DeLorean the Philharmonic will call you and say, I'm playing Harlow's, will you be my backing band?
I think it starts, you know, they hit one of us up, and if we can all do it, we all agree to it. If only one of us can do it, you know, that person will do it. And then it just professionals and try and learn the sets and, you know, bring quality to their live performance, because it's a reflection of us as well. Like we're on stage with these people.
Right. So even if the phrase might be a dirty phrase, the fact is that you're being called because there's a status to your work and your talent as musicians. Right. Is that a good way to say it, Melissa?
Yeah, I think it's quite flattering to have these really talented musicians come to us and want us to improve their live set, which is already fantastic as it is. So it's really an honor. But
the fact that they trust us with their music.
Yeah, but at the same time, we do have our own music.
It all kind of feeds back into privileges. You know, we kind of learn, at least I learn a lot of different things working with different artists, and you kind of take that back to your own project, and it kind of just adds another dimension to it.
Working with everybody, you know, else, it forces you to listen a lot more. Mm-hmm. Listen, be more in tune with your playing. How are you going to compliment, you know, all these performers and their sound? And then you come back to privileges and kind of let loose.
I can't wait. Let's hear one more song. You game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So this is Into the Fire by the Sacramento band Privileges. Zach, will you take us back to a fire experience that you had? I don't know the whole story, so what happened?
Yeah, well, so I got a call from my wife, who was working from home at the time, and she said, you know, Zach, the house is on fire, and it's really bad. Come home. So I, you know, rushed home from work, and, you know, I see fire pouring out of the roof, which is, you know, at the time, our studio was on the second floor, and Privileges was set up to record an audition bassist. So everything was out, you know, all their gear was just in the second floor, and this I see that room going up in smoke, and thought that was it. Like,
we were supposed to have practice that day.
Yeah,
too.
And I had to text the guys like, hey, you know,
there's a fire.
Sorry, there's a fire. You know, luckily we had renter's insurance, which you know, anyone listening, get renter's insurance.
Clutch.
Really, really important.
So how much equipment did you lose?
A surprising amount of it survived. I spent the weeks after the fire basically taking everything apart, all the pedals and electronic gear and, you know, with Q-tips and isopropyl alcohol and cleaning it all off and putting it back together. And a surprising amount of stuff worked, but the SAC Fire Department was really probably a big part of that, because they did an amazing job just like showing up and not only controlling the fire, but protecting our stuff. And a lot of people don't realize, like, when you're in that experience, how much work goes into protecting your life, like, you know, your furniture and your pets and everything. And it's, yeah, they did a really good job trying to save everything.
Thankfully, everybody's safe.
Yes, yeah. That was the important thing.
Into the Fire. It's a song from Privilege's first record, the Common Language EP. And let's hear a new song. This is Math Bossa.
Thank you.
So that's Math Bossa, a new song from Privileges. Zach, are you working on a new album?
We are. Yeah, that song and Lift and a couple other songs that we've been playing around are going to be on this album. And we're probably looking to release it sometime early next year.
And that's Privileges. We made a video of the band performing the new single in our studio, and that single, titled Lift, will be available on Spotify and Apple Music. By the way, Zach sampled a bit of my interview with Sean Lamar from DeLorean, and then he surprised us with this, so take a listen.
Tell me about your schedule lately. You and John Reyes sometimes collaborate with Stevie Nader, with the drummer OJ, and Nader.
That won't be on the new record. And seriously, you have to see Privileges for the full experience. See them live. We've posted a list of upcoming shows and the video at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.
Sometimes collaborate with Stevie Nader, with the drummer OJ, and
That's catchier than I expected it to be.